Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And I'm so excited about this show today because I have Bill Wilson, my producer of Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, joining me today to talk about staycations. And we thought this would be a very good time to talk about this because, as you know, the coronavirus is you know, really all over the news. And the news that we're hearing is that we need to stay close to home. And staying close to home means that, you know, we're not taking those vacations. And I was recently on a flight and the flight was empty. I could not believe it. It was a flight from Atlanta to New Orleans and that was empty. So you know that people are heeding the advice of staying close to home. And by doing that, we are, of course, doing our part to help, you know, this virus not spread as much as it possibly could. So it is good advice that we need to take. But now when we stay home, though, what should we do? And we're talking about staycations. And one of the questions that I have people ask me is that, okay, staycations sound great, but what exactly should I do outside of just going to museums and doing things like that right in my own backyard? And yes, there are some other things that we can do. And I'm going to ask Bill if, you know, he's going to do some of these things because he has a vacation coming up soon and he's going to do a staycation. So, Bill, what about camping? What do you think about that?
Not for this vacation, because this one's going to be in March, but I already have one camping trip planned for my birthday week in July.
I think that's a great way to do a staycation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And, you know, you can even camp in your own backyard. If, you know, if you have a nice big backyard, you can do some camping right there.
I have an apartment, so the other three neighbors might have something to say about me pitching my tent out there in the yard for a weekend.
And you don't want to start a little fire or anything like that.
No.
Definitely don't want to do that. But for those folks who like camping or maybe even have a nice big backyard and they can do that, think about the family fun of doing something like that. You know, everybody, you know, coming together, doing some roasting of marshmallows and things like that. That would be a lot of fun, I think. So definitely put that on your list if you're thinking about a staycation, camping in your own backyard or going to a camping site. Now, here's another one, Bill, that I love to do. And my sister always plans a lot of games for my family around the holiday times when the whole family gets together. And that is board games or either creating your own games and having like a little family tournament, a little competition there.
There used to be a game you could make. It was called Make Your Own Opoly. Have you ever heard of that?
I didn't.
You'd actually had enough rules different from the actual Monopoly so they wouldn't get sued, but you printed your own money. You came up with your own cards, and you personalized it for the members of your family. So I had different members of my family on each of the dollar bills, for example, each of the denominations. And mine was called Mount Gretnopoly because my family used to vacation in Mount Gretna up in Pennsylvania. So all of the properties were either venues in Mount Gretna or the street names of Mount Gretna. And it had all of our pictures and all of the currency and the playing pieces.
Can you still do that?
I don't know if they're still in print or if they do that anymore or not. I'll have to look into that while we're talking. I'll look and see if that's still happening.
Oh, you could probably make your own sort of game like that. Would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I love that idea. Because, again, it's bringing together family. Maybe you could even invite some friends over. I have a couple of friends that love to play games because they're very competitive. So that would be a great one for us to do on a staycation. And then, you know what? You know, when you're doing a staycation, a lot of times, especially in this particular reason, why we're talking about staycations is because we're not traveling, and the suggestion is to limit your travel unless it is something that is necessary, that we can virtually go around the world. And this would be another good activity that you could do with your family. Have people create like a travel guide to their favorite city or their favorite country and put together some things that you would want to see, some of the top destinations that are in that city, and also, too, maybe even some of the UNESCO sites. So it becomes educational, but also a guide that maybe you can use in the future when you actually go to that place. So go virtually when you can't really go.
That's a great idea. And Anita, I did find Make Your Own Opoly is still available on Amazon, $49.95, and you can do it yourself.
Oh, hey, you guys, you got to check that out. I love that. Oh, wait until I tell my sister about that. I think that's going to be the family game.
It's
now.
A neat game, yeah.
But now, we talked about this in the last segment about how much, you know, we love to try different cuisines. So when people ask, what can I do for a staycation to make it feel as though I'm still going to some of these exotic destinations, how about an ethnic meal? So not only going out to one, but how about going to maybe some of the different markets that are in our area that feature some of the different ingredients that you would need to make an ethnic meal? And then pull out the stops and do a little bit of research, a little bit more on why that food is a specialty in that culture, how it has served that home country to in some type of way, maybe for festivals or for some type of cultural events, and just do a little bit of research on it, not just only eat it, but learn a little bit more about it as well.
One place that's a fun place to visit any time of year in our neck of the woods, Nita, is Alpine Helen. And
yes.
You can find out about a lot of the German customs, and you see a lot of the old German architecture, and of course, the food is to die for.
Oh, absolutely. And that's very, very close. Even for the listeners who are maybe down in the Atlanta area or other areas, I mean, it's very easy to get up to Helen. And this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we're talking about staycations. So I hope you have your pencil and pen out, because we're telling you all these things that you can do for your very own staycation. Now, also, too, how about this, Bill? How about planning a spa day at home? What do you think of that?
I'm not much of a spa guy myself. I don't know. How do you do a spa day at home?
Well, you could do a spa day at home with, like, your best girlfriends, either a couple spa or something like that. It could be any kind of pampering, maybe doing facials.
See, I don't have the equipment. I have none of the equipment you just mentioned.
Well, hey, there are all kinds of ways to do facials, Nabil. We're gonna get you thinking about this a little bit deeper.
I got nobody to put the cucumbers on my eyes.
Well, hey, you say you never know. You never know. We're putting it out there now. So get your nails done, all those kind of things. But, you know, the main thing is just, you know, relaxing, because one of the things also, too, that you can do at a spa, spas a lot of times have, you know, healthy meals and things like that, just time to relax. Even if you're not doing the massage, or you can always do your own facial as well, but add a little champagne and just make it a fun kind of laughter come together event and set up a special spot to do it as well.
Now, I can get into the champagne. I might combine the champagne with a Netflix and chill. That might be my compromise.
And a fluffy robe, too, you know, because when you go to these spa places, they always give you these nice robes that you just want to keep on forever.
There we go, yeah.
So put on one of those, get that champagne, and turn on the movies. Now, another thing, too, is to turn your bedroom into a luxury retreat. I've done this before, just to kind of, you know, chill out after maybe a long time away from some, you know, from home. And that is just apply some of the same treats that you would for a spa day, the fluffy robe, favorite scents, and champagne. But add some flowers and just kind of make your bedroom feel a little bit more relaxing. Turn the lights down low as well. And what about international wine tasting?
Okay.
How many thumbs up for that one? Like 6 or 7 thumbs up. And don't forget to include some international cheeses with that.
Just now, go right here to Braselton. Again, be, you know, really local. Just attend some of the wineries around town. There's a lot in Lumpkin County as well.
Exactly. There are a lot of great wineries here in North Georgia that people can go. And even if you're not going to it, if you're kind of going shopping, make sure you try some of the Georgia wines. There are a lot of really great ones out
mm-hmm.
there. Now, also, too, bring your pet into the fun. You and I both are dog owners. We have fur babies, so bring them into the staycation as well. And then my most favorite thing, and we've already mentioned this, Bill, is our favorite thing, and that is movie series when we're doing a staycation. And I say do a day or even maybe 2 days just around that. You can also include the food with that, some of the places that are mentioned in some of the movies. You can include those cheeses, the wines, all of those things, and really make it into a nice, nice staycation with the movies. It's almost like you're there.
What kind of craving have you gotten watching a favorite movie, Anita?
Champagne, usually.
Champagne?
Champagne, but pizza, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, pizza. And not too long ago, I watched the movie Eat, Pray, Love.
Uh-huh.
The movie about this woman who decides to go out, you know, to find herself. And while she was eating some of that food in Italy, I was just like, oh, my goodness, I need to be there now, having that spaghetti and just all the different things that she was having. It looked so good.
Now, what was the one about the California winery? Was that Sideways?
Yeah, Sideways was one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's another one, too, that can get you in the mood. And that's the whole thing. That's the whole point of watching a movie when you're doing these staycations, especially now when we're not traveling, is that you feel like you are.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're going to go into the next segment, Bill. I want you to tell me about your favorite movies. We'll kick off the next segment with that here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And then in the last segment, I'll share some of mine as well. But, I mean, I'm just ready now to have a staycation, actually.
Oh, okay. Hey, I'm free in a couple of weeks.
You're getting me all set already. And I hope you guys are, too, because, again, I mean, this is the time now where we're staying home and we're following all of the advice of the CDC. And speaking of which, if you're wondering, like, what is the latest information on the coronavirus, that is the website with the most up-to-date information. Check out the CDC's website there at cdc.org.
And, of course, we're going to have an update at the bottom of this hour with what's the latest nationally with the virus. So keep an ear where you have it.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. We have to stay alert, and we have to also stay up-to-date on the latest information. It's changing every second.
Yeah. It is.
We're going to take a break right here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And this episode is brought to you by Allianz Travel Insurance. They are your road buddy when you're going out traveling. We'll be back in a few moments here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Country Road.